Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, however, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Matlock. His message for today is entitled, Before We Return to Our Seats. I know, and I know that you all know, that this is going to be a tremendous lesson for us on today. So I advise you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today, immediately following a song selection. The next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Patrick.
Jesus is Lord. Mm-hmm. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, 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 oh,
Jesus is Lord. Mm. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
Whoa,
and
oh,
Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Father, more than conqueror.
More than conqueror.
Jesus Christ, our
the
Lord.
In Jesus,
Lord.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. Shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around.
Why
we're more. Only
Jesus.
More than a miracle to change my life. Don't you know he made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in your life,
you can make it if you try.
Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. Together spiritually, Brother Bradshaw, I thank you for the opportunity to make this proclamation, and I thank each and every one of you, those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast sponsored by the Grace of You Church of Christ in Stone Mountain, Georgia, as well as those of you who are joining my simulcast on Facebook Live. I thank each and every one of you, and I don't take for granted your presence on this morning. I'd like to talk to you, as Danielle indicated, about the topic before we return to our seats. And I don't want us to go into any real state of denial here, but I think I can say two things very definitively this morning. Number one, we miss our church services. We miss being able to worship inside the actual church facility like we have become accustomed to. And that's something that we're longing to do. We're longing to do in the absolute worst of ways. And then the other thing that I'll say is that when we do come back, we're looking forward to going back to our specialty. Now, don't get in denial now, because you know that you have your specialty. Some of you are individuals who may have gravitated towards the front because maybe you have a vision issue, or maybe you're just one of those students that likes to be in front, close to the teacher, so that you can show the teacher how interested you are and what they have to say. Or just you just like being close to the action. Some of you are middle of the audience, auditorium people, where you really don't want to be considered to be back row people, but you don't want to be like those so-called round nosers, if I can say that, that are sitting up front. And then you got some people who will sit in the back. Some just because maybe for whatever reason, that's something that you've just done over time, or you came late, or you need to be close to the restroom. I'm not sure what the circumstance might be, but what I'll say to you is that regardless of where we sit or why we sit there, we are missing our seat. But I say to you that before we return to our seat, whether you have your special seat or not, I'd like to give you a spiritual deposit, because I really believe that while we're away because of the pandemic, there's something that God is doing with us so that when we return to our seats, when and if that actually occurs in the near future, we'll be different people than we were when we were there before. I want to direct your attention to one of my favorite passages to reference. That's Romans chapter 5 and verse number 3. Verse 1 talks about how that we're Christians back then, the Jews and the Gentiles, and now everybody who is a believer in Christ and has obeyed him with the initial obedience completed by baptism has been justified by their faith. Then verse 3 says, and not only this, but we also exult in our tribulation, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance. So first of all, let me say, this text is something that we can say is a difficulty. It is a challenge. It is an item that causes a great sense of disdain, a great sense of remorse, and the fact that we've had hundreds of thousands, 165,000 people die in the last few months because of this pandemic, is letting you know that this is serious business. This is definitely a state of tribulation, no doubt about it. So when the Bible says tribulations that are keeping us from going back to our seat, going back to our workplace, going back to our routines, whether it was the gym or whatever those other things, the Bible is saying that tribulations bring about perseverance. That idea of perseverance is something that I think is important for us to get a handle on and to understand. Because in the New Testament, the character of an individual would not be swerved by his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and suffering. Know this, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, that when we have the faith and the perseverance that says not just anything is going to cause me to swerve from my faith in Jesus Christ. It really says something when even this pandemic has caused you to, unbeknownst to the devil, get more involved in your Bible study, have more time for prayer, get closer to your family because you've been able to persevere in the spirit of Jesus Christ. The Bible also says that tribulations bring about proven character. The whole idea of proven character is basically saying that, hey, all of us can have the, and we kind of display it in our shopping habits, if I can go there. I know when I go to Amazon and I'm looking at a particular thing, I'll hear the description, and the description might sound nice, but has it been proven? Is it something that when somebody took it through the fire, that it actually withstood what it needed to withstand? You'll even see it with some of the car products. I've been out there, I bought our new car recently, and I've been basically maintaining it with a ceramic coat finish. And I saw all of these YouTube commercials about, hey, this coating is so tough that we can wash it, and then we can remove it, and then use various harsh chemicals, and we can throw dirt on it, and we can leave it in the hot sun, and it'll still bead up. It'll still do what it needs to do. That's something that is proven when you can go to an example. And going back to my Amazon analogy, when we see the description, we may see it, but we'll go to the review and we'll say, okay, well, how many people have actually used this product? And if they've used it, and used it maybe the way I would use it, or they have used it here in Florida or in Georgia or in Tennessee or wherever you're listening right now, and that climate is acclimated or similar to yours, then you'll be able to say, then it might work for me. And God is in essence saying, by taking us through this pandemic, taking us through this tribulation, that you will not just by going through the suffering, you will not only have greater perseverance, but the perseverance will make you more proven. It'll make you even a better Christian because you'll go through some stuff and God will know whether or not you're really tried or you're really true. We exalt in the tribulations that bring us perseverance because the perseverance makes us more of a proven character, a tried specimen of worth to God. So before we return to our seat, as we continue to go through the perseverance, as we continue to become more of a proven character to God, God is hoping that the perseverance and the proven character will also, according to Romans 5, bring us hope. The Bible says, hope maketh not ashamed, because then it brings about the love of Jesus Christ through the Spirit. That idea of hope, it says that, yes, we've gone through some tough times, but then we can know that God is still in the blessing business. We've been through some tough times, and we're now more of a proven specimen to God. But then God is taking us through these things, and we still know that even through a pandemic, all of these things are temporal. All of these things are temporary. All of these things are just items that when we get into heaven and we are living eternally, we'll think that it was just a blip on the radar compared to the glory that we will enjoy in Jesus when we all get there. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, before we return to our seats, let's be able to rejoice that God is making us more patient, God is making us more proven, and God is giving us an increase. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity, yet another day that you've given us, where you've allowed us to borrow your breath. Please allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, that you will allow us to be able to have the right thoughts and the right words, the right actions, to be able to give you glory and honor, to be able to pray prayers on behalf of our families, our church, our blood families, our work families, our neighborhoods, that we might be able to continue to be able to support your work, your mission to save souls and to keep souls safe. Continue to bless Grace Church of Christ, be able to continue to bless the Road Church of Christ, continue to bless those that are listening. I want to bless, ask you to be with Haley, be with my daughter, two young ladies that have moved out of their homes. Please continue to be with those that are newly married, like Adriana and Eric, and like Richard and Angela, and others who are in similar situations, those that are suffering with cancer, those that are trying to decide what to do, those that have positive tests for COVID-19, and other circumstances that before we return to our seats, you are allowing us to experience. Continue to bless us and keep us all. We're all in the year of life.